Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, live from Gather Round. Absolutely in Adelaide. Big thank you to KO Sports for getting us over here off the top, pay-wise powering the podcast. Of course, we are live from Gather Round, Daniel.
Live on YouTube. Keep sending the comments in. We're not going to be reading them. I'm not going to trick you. But we are live on YouTube, of course, here in Adelaide at the Playford Hotel in some boardroom.
Yes.
Great little digs here. We've had a lot of good guest chats over the past 24 hours. It's been late. It's been really good.
So this episode, if you are watching this live on YouTube, pre-recorded a little bit, and it's going to be a bit of a mashup of everything we've seen over here in Gather Round, a bit of a preview of what's coming up for this weekend over in Gather Round. We'll be heading to some games. And then we're going to give you a bit of a sneak peek at some of the guest interviews we've done over here. Had some amazing guests
so good
through here. Jason Dunstall, Jordan Lewis, Lee Montagna, Brad Johnson, Eddie Betts.
David King.
Who am I missing?
Jordan Lewis. Jonathan Brown.
John Brown. Ben Brown's dad. No, Jonathan Brown. doing the run sheets for these guests, like... we just did like Brad Johnson, and then we did like Jonathan Brown, like the rap sheets that these guys.
It's incredible.
So obviously we got a bit of access through Fox Footy and their talent, which was brilliant. So we're gonna give you a bit of a sneak peek at some of those guest interviews. We did a segment called Backchat Diaries, didn't we, Dan?
Yeah, Defender Diaries. Yeah. Talking about defenders with them, which is funny because a lot of them were forwards.
Almost all. Yeah. David King sort of tried to roll out that he was a halfback flanker. He also admitted that he was a very loose operator back there as well. So you'll enjoy that. And we're going to play you some of those bits, the best bits, later on the show. But before we get there, Daniel.
Yes.
Take me somewhere.
You got the touch.
Oh, our good friends at Tab Touch. We are heading to the game this evening, Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide v
Essendon.
Essendon. Right. And... Last week we didn't have any success with the multi. We watched the Freo game live.
We could have.
We went
into their forward line early.
That's true. We did go Freo first goal. And you know what they say? First you don't succeed, do it again.
Right. It was like if it bleeds, it dies or something.
Oh, yeah, that's also wrong. Don't know if that's relatable for this. But we've gone again. So we're going to be at the game. So this is going to be really fun to watch it happen live. We're going for first goal.
Right. So we've done it twice in a week now. Right now, we won our first one.
Yeah,
first team.
Feel better about this one. First goal from either Willie Rioli.
Yeah,
Charlie Dixon.
Both friends of the family.
Todd Marshall.
Either
one of those three to kick the first goal. But if Port kicked the first goal and it's not one of those three, doesn't matter. Get your money back.
Get your money back. So effectively, we're getting on Port Adelaide to kick the first goal.
It's got to be one of those three.
Hometown.
Yep.
Very big buzz here in Gather Round over Adelaide. Like Adelaide up and about last night. Couldn't convert, I might say, against Melbourne, your boys, Ben Brown.
Yeah, shout out Ben Brown.
But we're back to Port Adelaide to kick your first goal here, right? Mm-hmm. You're effectively putting a first goal bet on Port Adelaide with some little bit of how are your odds. Because Marshall, Dixon, Rioli, who are their three best forwards, they kick their first goal. We're on here.
We're absolutely on. And we'll be celebrating at the Adelaide Oval.
So make sure you get on right now if you're watching on YouTube. You need to get on right now because it's, I think the game's 5 minutes away. So you need to get on right now. You can find that in the back chat specials over on Tab Touch, our good friends over there.
Yep, there we go. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Now, last night, we watched the footy and then we were just walking back to the hotel. Who do we run into?
Tell you what.
I saw him from a mile away.
I don't know if you could pick maybe a better, you know, if you had to pick someone to run into in Adelaide. There's a few people around, right? We ran into Chris Judd.
I didn't even remember that. That's how little that is compared to this.
And I would say this West Coast Eagle we ran into may be bigger than Judd.
True.
Right? And you might be thinking as you're listening along, boys saw Harley Reid.
Harley Reid, yeah. No.
Unfortunately not. Would have liked to have seen Harley.
Wouldn't have even noticed.
We ran into the boy.
Yeah. And Campbell Chester too.
Yeah. Campbell was a very nice man. But very nice. We're excited to see Campbell. Yep. We're overwhelmed to see the boy.
Because he's huge.
I did notice that when, like, just I haven't seen him for a bit. He's key position size. Like, he gives me Bontempelli, Patrick Cripps type vibes, size. Like he's a big boy for a midfield. And I'm talking big boy.
Yep.
So we ran into those lads. They just landed, stretched their legs after a long flight from Melbourne. So just a small flight, actually. Yeah. They stayed in Melbourne during the week, which they probably needed a bit West Coast. And they'd like that. Yeah. Bit of a
best thing that could have happened to them.
Bit of a circuit breaker, mate. Like you boys have just been... We didn't speak to them about it though.
Just getting ready to take on Sydney on Saturday, which is going to be bloodbath.
So just so you know, I don't have a run sheet in front of me. You keep guiding us through, but also yesterday, when caught up with a couple of mates, and while you boys are packing up here, thank you very much for sorting the stuff out. Ran into the entire Sydney Swans team.
What?
Right.
Just all just grouped together.
The lizard.
Oh boy.
So they've all walked in, right? There was this charity lunch that GWS were hosting, and I went along to the end of it. And somehow Sydney Swans team had come in there. They were going for lunch upstairs, and they come down to this function room. And they walked in, and there was only about sort of five or six people down there, but they were a bit sort of like, oh, are we in the wrong spot or whatever? They've walked in, and I've kind of just, first guy to come in, Chad Warner.
Oh, good. Friend of the family.
Friend of the podcast, Chad Warner. Good man, Chad. Come up. Yep. Had a chat.
Future West Coast Eagle.
Coaching his younger brother, Ashton, down in Aquinas. Anyway, just behind him was the lizard.
Oh, boy.
And instead of just saying, g'day, Nick, how you going, which is his name, I went on some rambling of telling him how much of a big fan we were, their back line. And particularly you, la lizard, and I've done that to his face, and he pierced himself. I tell you what, his blonde, his sort of mullet thing that he's rocking was looking luscious.
Oh,
okay. I might add. So, I don't see that game being anywhere under 10 goals, unfortunately, Dan, because they lost last week against Richmond.
Yeah. They'll be pissed.
Yeah, unless the boy can do something about it, which we hope he does.
We do hope that.
We saw the Sydney boys.
So you saw the Sydney guys, saw the lizard, saw Ruben Jinby, saw Campbell Chesser. Who's who of football? Yeah. They're around everywhere.
Yeah.
Almost tops this one moment for me where I met maybe my favourite AFL player, top five all time.
Can I, before you reveal who that is, if you haven't seen it across socials, we are where we are now, and you're watching this along. We're in the boardroom of the Playford Hotel. So, during my career, Dan, this is where we used to stay.
Right.
West Coast. So, this is like the number one interstate hotel for the interstate team.
Right.
Because there's 16 teams staying here at the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Only one side here, and it was the first side in, which was Melbourne.
Right.
So,
okay.
Melbourne, we're staying here. So, where we're set up, we're kind of on their level, aren't they? We've seen them walk back and forth.
But they've been running roaming around.
Jakey Lever, telling him how much of a good backline. We've been doing a bit of waxing, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maxi Gorn came through a couple of times. Giant. Maxi, not sure why I'm calling Maxi. Max Gorn came past. But we started sort of understanding that Melbourne were here. Mm. And I mentioned that your favourite Melbourne player of all time, Ben Brown, was in the building. And then we realised we had the Melbourne jumper here.
Yeah.
Now we've put that away, unfortunately. It's back framed in the room. You were wearing around. I'm sure you were just running around naked with the jumper over. But we built it up a fair bit, and we'd finished all the interviews for the day, and they were jumping on a bus to go play the game. And so all the players started coming through, and you put your head out And you're sort of seeing who's coming past. Yeah. Christian Petrarca comes past, and Chad McVie comes past, and you know, Clayton Oliver comes past. Yeah. You know, boys, so go, boys, go, boys. And Max Gawn came past, and I said, Max, what time are you bus leaving? And he goes, like, 5. And you're five minutes. You're absolutely giddy. He meant 5 o'clock. So we stood around for 45 minutes waiting for Ben Brown to come down. Finally came down. Your dreams came true. How did it feel?
It was so good. He's such a he's giant as well. And had the jersey ready, had the Sharpie, went and like found a Sharpie, explained, big fan. And
you were rattled.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't usually get rattled around like, you know, interview players and, you know, great people all the time. But this one, I was actually, I was like fumbling my words, couldn't really speak to him properly. I told him how like me and my friends call him the white whale. I don't know how he thought about that.
Like, but, that was awkward, man. He was like,
okay.
I don't even understand that.
Neither
what
do I.
What does that mean?
He's just a big guy.
Oh my God, man.
Don't really know why we call him that. Anyway, so got the autograph. Now we have a Ben Brown signed.
Jeez, it was cringy.
Bali Indigenous Jersey.
Cooter version. Cooter edition of Melbourne. Mate, it was awkward. Like, I had to start talking for you. You know, and I'll talk about Ben a bit on the podcast. Shout out Ben Brown.
Yeah.
And I've said Ben Brown's my bunny. Would I say that to his face? No, I wouldn't. No. Yeah. Because I'm soft as butter. But
He did
acknowledge.
Yeah, he said, as he was sort of walking away, thanks, mate. He goes, oh, this guy tore me up a few too many times.
we all did that.
Really, I didn't know. I'll have to go back. So that was awesome. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, well, I think you set him up for success in the game, didn't you? Certainly came off your meeting Dan Constant.
I feel bad.
Went on to greatness.
Don't think he had a touch before three-quarter time, and his first touch was like a ball that he feathered with his hand, basically fell out of his hands, and then the second touch in like 10 seconds later, he kicked it out on the full. Oh. So I'm really hoping I didn't rattle him. Maybe he was rattled just from like meeting me. He was like, oh, that was really awesome.
I'm sure he was. He had the 5 disposals on the last quarter, three kicks, 2 handballs. Yeah. One mark. It's not his best day at the office.
Nah, not. But that's okay.
They won.
That's what. Maybe that was his role.
He was a diversion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very good.
So there are other games. So we are going obviously to Port Essendon.
We're not obviously doing anything.
Well, that's true. Well, I think we said we're going to Port Essendon.
Oh, cool. obvious.
Let's just do a quick wrap of all the games, and you can have some input as to, you know, how it's going to go.
All right. So the game that just happened, Brisbane North Melbourne.
Oh yeah, ripping game.
Brisbane has come with fire in their bellies after no win this year. They have not won a game. And they have
neither
won.
West Coast.
They have, hey?
Neither of West Coast.
Yeah.
Even playing field.
Yeah. Compare the pair. Brisbane beat North Melbourne 54 points. Big win at Norwood Oval. Congratulations, Brisbane.
Wow. There you go.
All right.
Crystal ball.
Take me through.
Port Essendon. Let's do that one.
Port Essendon. Look, I'll be picking Port Adelaide. I think at home, gather around, home crowd. There wasn't a lot of people in the streets yesterday, last night when the footy was happening. Like, there was a few bars around that not really anyone was watching the footy.
Empty.
Everyone was at the footy.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to have 50,000 people at Adelaide Oval packed in.
I liked everyone. They all walked from one spot. It was like grand final day. Everyone was just walking down these
streets. It was flooding. Like, the city comes down to the Oval. So it was a bit of a like, oh, I wish we were going.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going to go tonight. Sure. Look, I think they fire right up. They lost last week to Melbourne.
Yep.
Good side, Melbourne. I think they rebound significantly, and I don't think Essendon's very good. So I'd love to see our boy Nick Martin just rein it in a little bit from the 44. 44 is nice.
Yep.
I'd love to see him have 30 and 15 spoils.
Yeah, I would love that.
That would excite me.
Maybe he just did the 44. He's like, all right, just show you I can do it.
Yeah, correct.
Now I'll go back to my proper ways.
I don't know who our back chat backman is at Port Adelaide. I keep forgetting. Maybe we can pull that together while I'm looking.
Yeah.
While I'm going through the next game.
Yeah.
I'll give a little bit on each of our backmen. Okay. But I do think that Port Adelaide are going to win pretty easily against Essendon.
Okay, what about Sydney West Coast? That's a tough one, I reckon.
So this one here is in the Adelaide Hills. We were going to go and then sort of figured out that we're only going to make a little bit of it. We want to see the Freo game as well, Freo Carlton, which we're going to go to as well. Adelaide Hills, 40-minute drive, no traffic. It's probably an hour both ways. To go and see West Coast, I actually don't think they get jumped in this game. I actually think West Coast. I think West Coast may be with them at quarter time. They've been starting really well games, but they're going to get blown apart. Sydney boys know it. West Coast boys know it. Just remember we've bumped into both of those and everyone knows it.
Yeah.
So I don't see it going any other way. And if it does, every single media performer, including myself and everyone else at Fox Footy, they'll be looking silly because everyone's predicting a massive win.
I'm trying to find the here we go. I got the backman. So let's have
Thanks,
a look.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, finally got there. Port Adelaide is... can I not read?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it's because PA. Trent McKenzie.
Trent McKenzie's been injured all year. Has not had a game. So, look, I think we need to shift our focus to a Radaglia or an Alia.
Okay, I'm going to update that.
I'm thinking more of a Radaglia type areas.
Okay,
Asawa. Because he, you know, I think he's a little more dour than Alia is. But it's a good combo. Okay. Maybe we could back them both.
And then Sydney, we have obviously TB. Sydney West Coast, we have TB and...
You're looking at you're looking at it. How are you going?
The Pelican.
The Pelican. Malikan the Pelican. Tell you what, very excited to see how he goes about his business. Tom Barras, his shoulders and neck will be getting very sore at the moment. He's standing in the goal square. He's playing on his man. He's watching balls go over his head. He may have some neck issues down the track.
Okay, Freo v. Carlton.
Freo v. Carlton. Going to be a great game. Looking forward to this one. So I'm taking you boys along to the footy and then I'm leaving you there, dropping you off. I'm going to come back and host a radio show over on 6PR. So I'm going to miss some of this, but I think...
For Freo Carlton?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no, not for Freo Carlton. I'm going to watch this game.
You're going to miss Port Essendon. You're going to come to the start.
Yeah, I'm not too disappointed. Just give me a blah, blah.
Yeah, that's all right. But Freo Carlton's going to be a good one.
We may have to leave early for our plane.
Yes, that's right.
I think Freo can win. I think Alex Pearce has to dominate Harry Mackay. I think he plays on Mackay. I think he plays on the deepest, but he plays on Mackay. And they're going to have to go with Draper-Ryan combo on Charlie Curnow. If they can get the combo done against Charlie Curnow and stop those two, I don't see who kicks their goals. And I think Freo can win.
It's Warfy time.
It's bloody Warfy time. We ran into Pav. He bloody knows it's Warfy time.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah.
I can reveal, by the way, listening, watching, live, however you're doing it, I'll reveal right now.
Yep.
Live show, Thursday, 18th of April, two Thursdays away.
Leadville Precinct.
Derby preview. We've got two guests lined up.
Yeah.
It's the Backchat Ale relaunch, baby, right? It is back. Coming out.
Better than ever.
Back better than ever. Brewed for Backman, thanks to Shelter, Leadville Precinct, at the Leedy Hotel, Thursday 18th from 6 p.m. We've got the Derby preview with Mark Rennings, myself, and we've got beers with Backchat, same night. Oof. Josh Kennedy and Matt Pavlich, everybody, right? I tell you what, really bloody good.
Thank you, Jaden.
Jaden, if you are alive over there, my brother.
Corpse.
We've got Pavlich, Kennedy, the two greatest Western Australian forwards, even though Pav was a backman at a stage in his career, coming down, having some beers, having some Backchat ale. So if you want to get involved in this show, tickets are $20. You get a beer on entry, so it's basically free. You get a free beer on entry. No, you don't get free. It's $20 beer. Yeah. You know, it's all inclusive. We've got giveaways. We've got Warfy time. We've got coasters, up the coasters.
There will be coasters there.
Going to get through a bit of a Derby preview and have a chat to the boys, some memories, some thoughts and feelings about the West Coast and Fremantle rivalry.
Good. Amazing.
Because I'll tell you right now, Freo will win in the Derby. But you want to come down, have some fun. West Coast fans, come down and ask Pav some questions. Right, we'll do some question and answer time.
Great.
It's going to be brilliant. So jump on backchatstudios.com.au. You can get tickets in our shop.
Oh, that is so much better.
Jump on our shop. Yep. First thing there, tickets. Or you can jump. There's a link in our bio on social media, backchat_. Make sure you get something. You've got to get tickets. Get in.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. Bulldogs v Geelong.
Bulldogs Geelong.
Feels like a bit of a nothing burger.
Well, it does. But like, I think these two sides actually might both play finals, which are like, is ridiculous. Geelong playing finals. I don't know how they continue to do this. You bitching and whinging, you know, West Coast fan. Oh, poor, no good. Oh, wooden spoon. Like the way, not my impression of it. The way that Geelong have never bottomed out in the last 25 years. Like the last time they were bottoming out when I was a fan, I was a kid. Since then, they have just been competitive. They don't do what West Coast do.
Because they're using all the draft picks they got from West Coast
from Tim Kelly
to retool.
Tim Kelly handed them.
Yeah,
I don't think it is, man.
No,
I think it's the development pathway, the programs, and I think on the back of all of that, the Western Bulldogs beat them.
Yeah, there we go. The Expansion Cup, science.
Yeah.
Suns v Giants.
Together, Daniel. Come on,
Suns v Giants.
As Port Adelaide just kicked their first goal, Willie Rioli,
celebrate.
Oh, we don't know. Suns, Giants win. Really enjoy what the Giants are doing this year. Like, everyone loves their social media and Jacob and the crew over there.
Yeah.
Allison doing great things. But what they're doing is like creating some interest in the game.
Yep.
If this is just a Gold Coast GWS game, no one cares.
No one.
But create some rivalry, Collingwood rivalry. Find something to add some more interest to the game. I reckon sort of towards. Yeah, come more finals time, they want more and more people. I think they've got a bit of a free wheel to not run their mouths a little bit, but I think their players can sort of say what they like, and the coach and the club and everyone there is happy to kind of be that team. A bit more American.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, we're better than you and bad luck. And not arrogance, because they seem humble, but I don't mind it. I love it, actually.
Most of the teams.
I think Gold Coast are no good as well.
Richmond, St Kilda.
Who do you think is going to win all the other games, by the way? Or do you want to do tips at the end?
I reckon Port will beat Essendon, Sydney will beat West Coast, Carlton will beat Freo, Bulldogs.
Carlton will beat Freo?
Yeah, I reckon.
I thought it was Wolfie time.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't mean you have to win every single game in the season. Yeah. It's still Wolfie time.
Do you want to get some merch from Wolfie time?
Back to Studios. Bulldogs. I reckon Bulldogs are going to beat Geelong.
Okay. So even money on that one.
Giants beat Suns, of course. St Kilda, Richmond. I don't care. Go ham.
I don't care either. I think St Kilda will win that.
Yep.
Richmond will come down off a big win at their G. And I won't even preview that game.
Collingwood Hawks. I'd love Hawks to win this.
Mate, Hawks are in big trouble. Big trouble. They haven't won a game either.
They haven't won a game. And all this talk around, like, you know, the Hawks rebuild and completely different to West Coast doesn't look any different.
Right.
They're not winning games. Their players aren't just like all of a sudden.
Where do you think would be more hopeful, Hawthorn or West Coast fans?
Oh, Hawthorn.
Why?
Well, because their list, they've got like...
West Coast. Why?
Because our list is so bad. West Coast list is no good.
I don't think it's worse than Hawthorn's. I think Hawthorn might be worse than West Coast.
But the thing about Hawthorn is like is the Sam Mitchell new coach. Like, they're all growing together.
So you want Simo's head?
No, I don't want Simo's head, but like, I just think... I don't know. I don't want Simo's head.
I don't think next time I run into Adam, he goes,
hey mate, listen to the podcast, heard you on my head.
Dan Consmore's Adam Simpson's head, back page of the paper.
Yeah.
I don't think he's listening, so it's all good. And I don't think you do either. It's okay. I'm not trying to tie you into a controversial statement.
No, it's fine. I'm not going to.
Jaden, clip that up, please.
It's not like, you know, Anna Hay on the front page.
Dan Cons exclusive article. Yeah. It's time for Simo to go. Dan Cons exclusive statement. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's Wharfie time.
Up the coasters. Yeah, Hawks. I reckon Collingwood will probably win this, but I really hope Hawks win it.
Collingwood will win it. Yeah. Absolutely, they're winning.
All right, should we get into the chats?
I think we're pretty close to it, Daniel. Final reminders, get your tickets for the live show. Backchatstudios.com.au, backchat_.
Get merch
tickets
there.
You can get merch while you're at it. You can wear that down. Might be a good idea.
True.
There will be some merch available at the live show.
Not much, though.
We will be back, business as usual, Monday morning, both the Shoulder Footy Cast. Who's our guest coming up this week? Come on, I'll test you out. I know. Do you look at me? Stop looking at Jane.
It's the West Coast Viva.
Well done.
Two girls from West Coast Viva.
Well done.
Sunday and
you weren't involved,
Paige.
Fran. Paige.
Is Paige her last name?
No, Paige Hadley was a netballer we interviewed last year. Yeah, Fran right. Williams, the captain of the English Roses.
Yeah, I wasn't there for it, that's why.
And Sunday Ariang.
Yep.
She is a diamond. She's an Aussie diamond. First African-born woman to play for Australia. And she's a gun. Both defenders.
Great.
And it's brilliant. Great, like back chat, like great back chat.
I wasn't there for the interview, but I was there when they got there. Came in sizzling.
Energy was high.
Yeah.
They had good banter, good chemistry.
Yep.
And yeah, I found it really interesting. So that'll be out on Wednesday.
Yes, of course.
We've enjoyed Gather Around. A big thank you to KO Sports again for getting us here. Paywise, powering the podcast. Make sure you go see Frankie and the boys down there. Novated Leasing, Salary Packaging.
If you same get paid, guys. You can get
Fleet Network, Paywise.
Yep.
Same guys. So they're powering our podcast right now. Big thank you to KO Sports. Tab Touch, Whippersnapper.
You got the touch.
Shelter. Mumba.
Mumba. ID Athletic.
Oh, ID Athletic.
They make our merch. Is that good? They make this shirt, the Fisters shirt.
ID Athletic will be bringing you all of these guest chats, actually. So you'll be able to be bought all of these guest chats by ID Athletic.
We've got Lee Montagna, Jason Dunstall, David King, Brad Johnson, Eddie Betts, Jonathan Brown and Dino.
Yes.
And Jordan Lewis.
We put it to them around respect for backman. Mm. Oh, I put it to them, to them.
Right to their faces. Eddie Betts has got a good one.
Some brilliant stories. Yeah. Jason Dunstall, very good too.
Otherwise, listen to those. We'll be back Monday.
Yep. Up the power. Willie Rowley, first goal. Thanks, Tab Touch. Righto. The great Jason Dunstall joins us. Didn't want to do the podcast, but that's okay. You
know, we've spoken about that.
Stitch up straight.
Mate, you've got to drive him straight in. He deserved that. A little clip. But, Jace.
That's okay.
Usually we get the people to send in some questions to ask you, right? But we don't have time for that. Late call in to gather around. So we've done our own. Backchat Defender Diaries.
Okay.
Right? So I know you one of, if not the greatest forward to ever have played the game.
Pretty good.
We understand. Okay.
Okay.
But I need you to talk about Backman for a little bit.
We can do that.
Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Proper Backman.
So I'm going to start with this. There's a little case in front of you, Jace, the little black case. You can just pull that out and have a look at that.
You can
see what's inside. It's a medal. Nothing's going to jump out and hurt you.
Okay.
So that is the Jack Buckley medal. It was awarded to Jack Buckley for last year. He was the Backchat Backman of the Year of 2023.
The inaugural winner.
The inaugural winner. So now we have the Brownlow for the mids.
Yep.
The Norm Smith best on. The Coleman for the forwards. And the Buckley for defenders, right? Because, Jason, and you have a bit to this, you're great mate, Danny Frawley. I feel like the Golden Fist has fallen a little bit from where it needs to be. Last week, Nick Dacos was given 3 votes. He is not a defender, Jason.
I don't give the votes, mate. I get it. And I have a whine at him every week.
Right.
But that's Dicko and Bernie giving the votes.
Right.
They do the Golden Fist. They carry it on in Spud's tradition. It's up to them.
Do you know what the issue is there? You've got midfielders looking after a backman's award.
I hear you.
So are you in the production meetings trying to skew votes or something?
Are you suggesting we have production meetings?
Yeah, probably.
You're kidding, aren't you? No, I have an issue because I always say, mate, where's the defending? I said it's for defenders and you're telling me he's had 40 possessions. I don't care about the possessions.
I know you've got a lot on your plate. You're a busy man, but perhaps just in the back of your mind, if you could just consider the Jack Buckley medal is representing real defenders in our league, right?
I'm
so Jack Buckley won it last year.
Right.
Proper defender.
Yeah, 100%.
I want your favourite current proper defender. No, Nick Martins. Nick Martin, you know.
See if I'm going to say Nick. But straight away, Sam Taylor. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
He's the best in the competition at the moment. Best in the business.
Why?
Oh, two things. I mean, we can see the intercept marks and the brilliant work that he does there, but he beats his defender all the time.
Beats his man.
And how many – beats his opponent. How many times do blokes zone off now?
Yes.
But they don't care when their man gets it because, that wasn't me anyway, because they're not playing on him.
Team defence.
He plays on someone first, beats them, and then he does the intercept marks, then he gives others chop-outs, and he's reliable. Imagine putting his magnet on the board every week as a coach. You're thinking – how lucky are we?
Bloody beautiful.
Yeah, brilliant.
Lovely. Love it, Jace.
Great
and you, yeah, correct. And, you know, you would know what good defenders look like.
Yes, and feel like.
Correct.
Although I feel for them now because they can't do anything.
Well, what do they used to do? We're asking defender diaries from your career.
Yes.
Opposition or teammates. What's a good defender story you got? What were some of the tactics we used against you? Because back in the day, there was no midfield pressure. Two, you were one out inside the forward 80 by yourself. Poor Mick Martin and those sort of blokes.
Yeah.
What sort of – give us a defender story.
Well, there was a lot of scragging going on back in those days. You'd get away with as much holding as the umpires would let you get away with. And that was a lot because there weren't 4 umpires.
Yeah.
In fact, when I started, gee, I don't know how many there were. Maybe 2 or maybe 1. I might have been in the days of what? I don't know. I'm that old, all right? But you could get away with a lot. Arm chops didn't exist. They were okay. If you could do it as a defender, you could arm chop, you could arm. That was not a free kick.
Who was the best?
Soss was the best because he was quick, he was gangly, he was awkward, held on more than anyone, whinged to the umpires more than anyone if you actually happened to beat him on the time. But he was bloody good. But there were a lot of them. And then if you did take a mark, you'd get the customary punch in the back of the head. That is, you've got to earn it. Yes. And so I reckon that was a given. All defenders punched you in the back of the head if they were a little bit slow. In fact, we were playing at the MCG one day, and before your time, there was a guy by the name of Danny Hughes that played for Melbourne.
Yep.
And was a very good player, Danny. Got slow towards the end. In fact, he got that slow. He actually punched me in the back of the head one time while I was walking in to have my shot for goal. But just so you get reminded, you have to earn every kick you get back then, let me tell you.
That's good.
Very good. There you go. There's a defender diary from Jason Dunstall. Now, Jace, I've got a final statement to give you, and I want you just to consider it.
Right.
Okay, here's a statement. Forward, sell memberships. Everyone comes to watch you guys kick goals.
Correct.
Mid-sign sponsorships. The money. Okay. The money.
Yep.
Backs win premierships. How do you feel about that? Right or wrong? Forwards... sign memberships, mid-sell sponsorships. Forwards, sell...
memberships.
Sell memberships.
Mid-sign sponsorships.
You're not committed to it, Will. You can't even sell it to yourself.
Tell me.
But backswing premierships.
These days, I think, yes. In the old days, it was more of a free-scoring game. And I think it was, if you were good enough in attack, you'd get the job done. But these days, you're right, premierships are built on defence.
Wow, we've got the great Jason Dunstall telling us that backs
must be
win
true.
Premierships.
Must be true.
Has to be true.
I didn't say backs win premierships. I said premierships are built on defence. There is a difference, Will. So don't take too much licence.
Mate, that's us done and dusted. Appreciate you coming in, spending some time with us.
A pleasure, and I like you looking after the defenders. So I will say this, they get nothing in our game.
Why?
They get absolutely, I don't know. Mind you, why has a forward not won a Brownlow since Tony Lockett?
Mate, you got the Coleman.
Who cares, mate?
When was the last time a defender won the Coleman?
He'd be a bloody good defender if he did, let me tell you. But there's only four or five blokes that are in the running for the Coleman every year as well. So, you know,
it's true.
And there's only midfielders in the running for the Brownlow every year. So it's a very limited field. I don't
get it.
That's
why the Jack Buckley exists.
Which is why, to me, best and fairest were always really important. Because the coach rates every player, or the coaches rate every player for the performance on the day relative to their opponent and relative to the contribution of the team. But unfortunately, the Brownlow's the pinnacle in terms of awards.
Not for much longer.
Just in front of
Jack Buckley's going to take it over? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, correct.
No, I don't really.
Western Bulldogs legend Brad Johnson joins us. Hello, mate.
Will, Dan, good to be with you guys. How are you?
Yeah, right. So... the Golden Fist, late great Danny Frawley, just set up this, brilliant award where the Golden Fist was for Dow defenders and for spoils, and Alex Rance would win it, and Jeremy McGovern's won one. They're these key possession killers, right?
Yeah.
Nick Dacos got 3 votes last week. I saw Nick Martin.
It's evolved into something a bit different, hasn't it? The Golden Fist. Are you saying you want to adjust it? Back to
they can do whatever
what,
they like.
Because let's be honest, spoiling's not that difficult, is it? It's pretty easy to just put your fist in the air and punch it away.
Why don't you fucking spoil the Gary Walk-off, mate? It's not that hard, mate. Maybe just spoil it.
Why couldn't my teammate jump over and do it?
That's what I thought.
He was too high. But
so if it was so easy, you would have spoiled that mark, right? So, Jono, you know how hard it is. Right. So, it's very hard. Now, the Golden Fist, they can do what they like. We've created the Backchat Backman of the Year Award. And
nice.
Last year it was the first year. Inaugural winner, Jack Buckley. That's the sort of player we're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So he won. We've got the Norm Smith, we've got the Brownlow, we've got the Coleman, right?
Yep.
Mids, forwards, and someone else.
Best on round.
Right, you're correct. Right? And we have the Jack Buckley medal. So we've got the Brownlow, the Coleman, the Norm Smith, and the Buckley, right?
Right. Named because he won the first one?
Yeah, correct. And we made a bit of a deal about it, presented in front of the group.
Well done.
Kingsley had us down there, and he won that medal, and that'll be awarded from now on, okay? So it gets awarded to Dower types, to role players, to guys that... Mm-hmm. One-on-one contest. The guys that aren't looking for kickouts, Jono, right? Yep. So I want to know, off the back of that, who's your favourite defender in the game right now? And they've got to be a defender, mate. Like a defender. I won't have these boys kick, I won't have these guys kicking out, getting stats, right? You need to go to the other end of the stats. Who do you genuinely, like, who do you love watching defend? And I know it might be hard for you as a forward, but... There's got to be some guys. There's got to be some guys running around.
I don't look
that
closely at them, to be honest with you. No, no, I'm joking. Yeah, so, cool. Honestly, I love Liam Jones, but and I know that's the bulldog flavour. But even when he went back at Carlton and changed the way that his aggression at the contest is next level.
Like that.
He's really good, and he's not underrated anymore in the competition. But he had to make a big adjustment to save his career, and I love that about players.
He was a forward,
and he was doing well. As a forward, went to Carlton and was gone, was playing twos, and they threw him back and uncovered a beast. So, that was good. And Nick Vlosten from Richmond, who I hope he falls into your category because
he is
a guy that just goes about his business. He's a good interceptor. He's tough. He's rarely beaten by his direct opponent.
Underrated and not given enough credit.
Exactly right. So, and that was in some ways because of some of the other players around him. I think he's probably the leader down there. Now and will be for the next couple of years at Tigerland. But I've always loved the way that he's gone about his footy. And one to look out for, Connor Buderick at Gold Coast.
Yes, he got dropped this week, actually.
Did he?
They dropped him this week.
Okay, well, that's a bit unfortunate mentioning his name now, isn't it? But I think he's a player of the future, honestly. Yeah. He's had his own injury issue, so it doesn't sort of surprise me that he'll fluctuate as he returns to play. But over the next couple of years, he'll become one of the best sort of back pockets in the game.
So he got votes, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's got votes in the Bachat Backman of the Year.
Yeah, his first game this year was awesome.
He got two votes.
Yeah.
So you're on the money. Jono, come out.
And actually, we sponsor one player from every team. Bachat sponsors.
When we say sponsor, we don't really give anyone any money.
There's nothing official about it, but we back him in.
You can be our
t-shirt.
Fox. You can be
product,
our Fox.
It's a product footies. Deal.
Yeah, correct. You can be our Fox Footy sponsor. Okay. Media title.
I'll wear a t-shirt.
Vlosten's our player sponsor for Richmond. Yes.
There you go.
So you've picked very well.
Very well.
Yeah.
Well done. I want you to reflect on this statement, Jono. Forward sell memberships, mid sign sponsorships, backs win premierships. What? What? True, false?
You got to score to win, mate.
Yeah, what do backs do? They stop them from scoring.
Yes, no.
So?
No. Nah. Well.
Maybe if you had a better back line, Jono.
Maybe if we did. Maybe if we had you, Will, with that dower, You didn't mind an elbow to the back of the head every now and then. There's a little bit of ruthlessness about the way you played your footy.
Can you buy into this or not? No, it's a dead.
So what was the forwards one again? Forwards.
Forwards sell memberships.
Sell memberships.
Everyone's coming to watch you blokes kick goals.
Absolutely.
Right. Mid-signed sponsorships. The money. Well, right. Money.
We can all rack up 40 in the midfield. Yeah, these correct. Days, couldn't we?
But they sign the sponsorships, right? And brand deals.
That's
And then backswing premierships.
Okay.
You're coming around to it, aren't
you? I'm slowly coming around to it. Slowly. You've nearly won me over.
Can you?
True, mate. They play an important role. Probably you're right. Third on in the pecking order, but it's an important role they play.
Third of three.
This is good. Can you name me your favourite Fox Footy talent, backman? No. Name your favourite backman.
Matthew Pavlich.
No. No.
Was he all Australian?
Yes, he was. But he just like you, very quickly learned that his career would not have lasted.
He was fullback, centre half back, all Australian.
Centre half back.
He ain't a couple of times.
If you can tell me Matt Pavlich, pristine Pavlich, is a back.
It was Glenn Jakovich. When I first started, it was the big Jacko.
Mate, there's none. I'll tell you right now, there's none. David King tried to tell me he was a backman.
Well, he was a halfback flanker. Mate,
but he to his own.
Lee Montagne was a halfback flanker.
Both of those blokes.
Nick Del Santo was a halfback flanker.
All three of those.
Hang on, I've named four.
All those three blokes are not backmen, mate. They played in the back line.
to rack them up, to free themselves up.
A touch. Joey Montagne had 47 touches one day. You can't tell me he's getting any votes in the backshot back of the year.
Are you the first defender that can actually
talk
appropriately?
Maybe. String some words together.
String some words together.
Jacko sometimes. I've worked with Jacko a lot back in Perth.
He's a legend. I love the big fella.
So, mate, you listen, Johnson.
So, I've named four.
None of them have. Backman. Not guys that played.
Even when Pav was on the bench in the All Australian team, he was on the bench as a replacement back.
Listen to this, mate. Pavlich, Riewoldt, Johnson, Lyon, Meriden, Dunstall. All these forwards, look at me. Look at me. Let me talk about it.
Superstars are up front, mate.
Very good. Very good. Last one. This will do us for the potty. You've been very generous with your time. A defender story across the journey, and maybe it's a teammate. You would have played with some dour types. Is there something that you can throw to us, a backman story? And again, like I'm talking, you know, Kingy rolled one out yesterday, Mick Martin rocking up to the game with fake tan on. You know, I want a bit of, have you got, oh, gee whiz, who are some of the dour types you played with? Because I was trying to think of a few. I think you met one, mentioned one before, Crediel.
Steve Crediel. Matty Croft and Steve Crediel.
They were ruthless. The epitome of like what I'm talking about.
They were
Matty Croft, black boots.
When we played Sydney, Matty Croft would come around the change rooms and say, "Whatever you do today, don't talk to Plugger. Don't say a word to him. Just leave him to me. Nice and quietly, do not open your mouth. That's Windy, if you're coming back in the hole, just do it quietly. Just fly back there."
Because you didn't want to fire him up. Yes. Don't talk to Plugger.
Didn't want to fire him up.
That's brilliant.
Which was great. That's brilliant. Yeah, Crofty, Critter, they were tough, mate. They were seriously tough.
Yes.
Tough players. Dale Morris was outstanding. He did it the hard way too, Moz. Like the way that he got himself into the system and achieved was brilliant. So well they're probably the three dour ones.
Here with the great Eddie Betts. Eddie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Fox Footy, some great talent, some media talent, not a lot of representation for the back line in anyone on there. There's Dunstall, there's Brereton, there's Lyon, there's Johnson, there's Betts, there's Pavlich.
Rewalt.
There's Rewalt. No backman, mate. None.
No.
So... Look, I think there's a few things there. I won't get into that, but the Golden Fist has been a feature on Fox Footy for a long time. I think it's losing its way a little bit. We're starting to give votes to Nick Dacos, Nick Martin, Backman. But I want to give it to Backman. Blokes who would have played on you, right? Role players, guys that are locking down, guys that don't want the footy, they want to get the job done, right? And we created the Jack Buckley Medal. Right, so the Jack Buckley Medal is awarded to the Backchat Backman of the Year every year. So we have the Coleman, the Norm Smith, the Brownlow, and the Buckley.
It's understandable.
Right, okay. So on the back of all that, I want you to give me your favourite current defender. I want you to look at the defenders right now, and I want you to tell me who your favourite one is. And I know you're a forward, right, but I know you can give some love to the backs.
Yeah, that's pretty easy for me. It's Tom Stewart.
Great.
Tom Stewart's unbelievable because he was a late comer. To the AFL, he got drafted. He didn't get drafted as a young kid, and then he came in late. And you know, he's been in the All Australian side for the last 5 years, which is unbelievable. But just his IQ, he's tough, hard. He can mark the ball. He knows how to read it. He's the best intercept mark in the competition, and he's got a golden fist. Like when he sees the ball, he can either take it or he's punching it. So hard, and that's a fair point you say with that medal because there's backs need a medal.
Thank you.
You can't win premierships without defence.
I mean,
you cannot win premierships without defence. It all starts on defence. Offence starts second.
Right.
So, and I'm big on that, and I preach that to my under 12s. I'm a coach of the under 12s, and I'm always defence. We can't win without defence.
Preach, Eddie. Preach. I want you to reflect on this statement. Forward sell memberships. Mid-sign sponsorships, backs win premierships.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
True. You've just said this is true.
It all starts with like the biggest game of the year. Defense wins your premiership.
Wow. And have you ever played in the back line? I don't know. I did
once actually at Vic Metro. In Vic Metro, I played under 18s. I remember this kid that was playing down there. It was a small forward and he was a gun. And I said to the coach, I said, "Put me on him. I know how to play small forward. Just put me on." But he goes, "No, yes." I went down for about 5 minutes. I'm like, "Nah, go forward, Ed." And I'm glad because I'm no good.
You don't strike me as a backman, mate. You can't use your skills back there, mate.
No, you can't use skills. I want to entertain. Yes. I can't entertain. I want to entertain people. You know.
Have you ever spoiled a ball in your life?
No, I remember I spoiled once, but like my fingers are all bucked up. And that's because of backline players. Neville Jetta is one of my best friends. And we're still really close to this day. And used to play on Nev. And I remember like Neville just hit me and I mean, I went to the mark one time and he punched it and my finger got dislocated and now it's like out of place and dislocated. Oh. And that's from, and I can't bend it. I can't bend it down. So I've got to click it down. So that's for the backs. So backs, This one's for you. Neville, if you're watching, that's for you, Neville.
Oh, that is good. Who was the best that ever played on you? Who was the good backman that you used to think? Oh,
well, I've always looked into like when I played going into play, no one was ever easy, and I didn't take that like I'm going to kick goals on this person today because he's easier than the other person. I've always went into it like this person's job is to stop you, and it's going to be a tough day for you, but you have to work your ass off to beat him. So I never really went on and said, you know, he was the best, but there was some tough really opponents. I had some. Hard, well, like Campbell Brown for once. Yeah. My first ever game against Hawthorn, he walked up to me and he goes, "Eddie, you put your head over the ball, I'm going to effing kill you." And I was like, "Brownie, shit, whoa."
You know why I said that? Because he was slow as fuck.
And yeah, I kicked four goals that game. but the Hawthorn won, I think. Hawthorn won. And but yeah, it was but Nick Smith from Sydney.
Good player.
He's a great player. You know, we had a great relationship, and he wasn't one of the hardest, like on you, punching you, you know, putting you. He didn't do that, but he was always there. You lead up, you think you got space on him, and bang, a fist will come in. You're like, shit, where'd you come from? he was always there, and it was really, really tough to play on. But all the opponents were really hard.
Did you have many days where you walked out? You don't have to name them, but you just saw it. I'm on here. Like this poor bastard's not stopping me kicking
No, I didn't. But I played with Brendan Favola, right? And Fev, and back in those days, you couldn't move out of the forward pocket. I just sat in the forward line with Fev.
There's no emptying out.
No, you're helping out your defense. No. And so Fev said to me before the game, like, he goes, "Hey, did you buy any tickets?" And I was like, "Well, what are you talking about? At the MCG, we're playing Essendon. You buy any tickets?" I'm like, "No." What do you, I'll think, because I went to a 50 Cent concert the week before on a Thursday night. And I was like, which artist is back in? And he's like, "Mate, see the Fev show today." Wow. Ended up kicking like 8 goals that game. And I remember looking at it at halftime, like in the second quarter, he looked up at his goal and said, "Oh, wow, I've got 6 goals. Are they going to change you? Are they going to swap you something else?" And he goes, "Oh, I think I need a dart, to be honest." Like, he was just talking absolute smack, but he got into his opponent's head and had a day out. But when you go out and you kick a few early goals and then everything starts going your way, that's when you think, I'm on here. You can't stop me.
Correct.
Anything I do, you can't stop me. And there were days like that where, you know, I kicked 8 against Essendon and kicked 3 in the first quarter, and then I thought, "Nah, I'm on here. Everything that I touch is turning to gold." And then in that moment, you feel like you can't do anything wrong.
Yes.
So every time the ball comes to you, you just felt sorry. Oh, I didn't feel sorry. I didn't think. I was just like, "I'm getting it, and it's going through the big sticks."
Mate, that is brilliant, Eddie Betts, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
No, thanks for having me. And Bax, you deserve an award. Honestly, forwards, mids, everyone gets an award, but Bax are the only one that miss out. So
Buckley Medal.
Buckley Medal, Andrew Dillon. The Buckley Medal. So if you watch this, Andrew, backs need a medal. That's from a forward.
We usually finish here with social media, right?
Right.
So we're done with that.
Yep. Yeah, got it.
Like it.
Yeah, love it.
But we the choosing. Hey,
is that your?
Oh mate, it's been running for a long time. One of the great segments rolling around in podcast land. But we're a bit of a late call up, so we didn't get any questions from the people. Usually people ask you questions, so we've developed some for ourselves, and we're heading to the back line because I don't know if you've noticed, but there's not a lot of backman working in media in general.
No.
Fox footy, certainly.
No.
I don't know if there's any real ones. Any real backman.
Kicking your half back. Well, when half
I say backman, I mean real backman.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And he said, "Look, I played in the back line and I'd like to call myself a backman," but he was a pretty loose operator.
Yeah. Well, as Spud Frawley would have said, he thought defence was the thing that keeps the crowd out.
Correct. Right. So, well, you'll get this then. So, that little black case, just have a look at that one. So, we sort of think, if you can open it up, Jordan, the Golden Fist has probably lost its way a little bit.
Right.
Nick Dacos getting votes, Nick Martin getting votes, loose operators running around. That is the Jack Buckley medal in your hand. So Jack Buckley won the Backchat Backman of the Year. If you can get it out, you can keep it. I don't know if you can get it out.
It's like the sword and the stone over there.
So Jack Buckley won the inaugural Backchat Backman of the Year award. And
why is he marking the ball?
He's pondering.
Yeah, he's looking into the ball. He's sitting holding.
Gotcha. He's just holding it, looking, "Look, this is what I like to actually get a touch," right? As most dour backmen do. So we award this to backmen that play their role, that beat their man, the dour types, right? And we give 3 votes every week. And like I said, I think the Golden Fist may have lost its way. Bernie Vince, Ben Dixon giving votes would be a start. Forwards, midfielders, I'm not sure if that's the way to go. So on the back of all that, real backman, right? There's the Brownlow, the Coleman, the Norm Smith, and the Buckley, right? I want to know your favourite proper defender playing in the game right now. And a proper defender, like I said. I don't want the loose running around the back getting handball type, Jordan Lewis type operators. I want real backman. Ben Stratton comes to mind, a former teammate. Those sort of operators.
Right.
Maybe a Brian Lake, I don't know.
Yeah.
But current player, do you have anyone that you take any notice of? Do you even notice the back line when you're...
No, I do sometimes. I do sometimes. It's one of those ones where they used to eat at a different table for us, at team dinners.
Just remember you're on a back plank in Melbourne, mate. You found your way back there at some stage.
I like Sam Taylor. Yeah, I think him and even... Is Sam Taylor? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Collins from...
Sam Collins.
Yeah, both Sam. I mean, he's a little bit more angrier looking and you know, he's got the handlebars. But yeah, Sam Taylor for me is if you're talking sort of like Brian Lake-esque, he's that one for me. Like Lakey was shit-ass in games that meant nothing. He was unbelievable in games that meant a lot.
Why?
He's just that person. He's a quirky sort of person. He loved challenges. There's no doubt our successful period was on the back of getting him to the club, because Gibbo couldn't be on Tom Hawkins or those guys. Like, they were just too big and strong. Whereas Lakey could do that, but he was a big game Norm Smith medal, like big game player.
Yes.
But yeah, I would say probably Sam Taylor. Yeah, it's probably an easy one.
What do you like about what Sam Taylor does?
I just think, I mean, their back line in general, they just complement each other really well. You know, him and Connor Iden and those players.
Do you get excited by spoils like I do?
I think so. Not as much as you, but I think there's certainly, there needs more media coverage, you know, for that type of stuff.
So just remember.
There's been a push for it. Recently, yeah. I feel like on broadcast, they're highlighting spoils a bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're giving me more games, that's why.
Well, correct.
So if we can roll Brian Lake into this one, defender diaries from your career, can you give us a story about a backman, either teammate or opposition, a backman story, something that Nathan Bassett, I heard this story about him once, you know, defending all day for Adelaide, and he's just under the pump. Right, midfield.
Is this when Bud kicked seven?
I don't know. I actually don't know. But he's under the pump, right? Copping it. Yeah. Nathan Bassett, one of the greats, Dow defenders. And he's just copping it, goals and goals and goals. He eventually, he's spraying the midfield, getting no response. So he took this mark, right? And he got back off his mark. He was that angry and that fussy. He just torped the ball into the air. And he ran back to his own goals going, "Fucking midfielders!" That's the sort of story I want.
Do you I can't top that.
Do you have a Brian?
You can't say a good story and then expect me to follow up.
No, but I just give me a Brian Lake story. Like, I know he was a bit of a weird operator on the field. Like, was there anything he used to write?
You played with
Zach Dawson, I think.
Do you know what? When you asked that question, that was the one person that came to my head.
Give me something.
He was on Anthony Rocker. I think Anthony Rocker kicked eight or something. And like, you know, one happens, two, three happens. And we're sort of thinking around, like, is Dawson going to get moved? And then Clarko, for whatever reason, just decided to keep the poor bugger on him. I think he kicked eight for the game. Well, I've never seen someone so rocked when and devastated when they came off the footy field. I think his confidence was shot from that point in.
Well, I mean, go back to be a good player, Zach Dawson.
Yeah, so but then, I mean, there's got to be Brian Lake stories that I just can't remember. But he would be the one defender that the defenders would have the most stories about. But I can't.
That's right.
That's good. I like it. Last one. I want you to reflect on this statement and you can tell me true, false or otherwise. Forwards sell memberships. Mids sign sponsorships. Backs win premierships. Forwards sell memberships. People come to watch them play.
Yep.
Midfielders sign the sponsorships. They got the money.
Yep.
But backs win premierships.
Yep.
True, you know, false or otherwise.
I would say true.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, one, the only people that talk up forwards are forwards. And, I mean, they midfielders give everyone... like, so midfielders have that connection between clearly both. So they get good help from the defenders. They just deliver to the forwards. But whenever the forwards have the opportunity, they just talk about themselves all in every part of the day.
That's correct.
But, yeah, I think... if you look across the premiership sides, like you think about Brisbane in their defensive group,
yes,
was just extraordinary.
Yes. Lepich.
Oh, Lepich, Mel Michael, Chris Johnson, Scott Brothers. Like, I don't know how they fit into Sarah Lee Cap.
Yes.
Maybe they didn't.
Brownie, I want to put a couple of things to you. You've been a member of Fox Footy for a decent time now. Can you name any backmen that are on the staff at Fox Footy?
Well, we had the great Spud Frawley, didn't we?
Yeah, so correct. Of course, yeah, correct, absolutely.
Yes. We had Brian Lake for a limited time.
Is he still in prison in Japan?
He used to come and do our breakfast show, didn't he?
He did, man.
From time to time.
He used to hang out for too long.
He used, to do a segment called Brian's Bargains.
Never has a segment died quicker than Brian's Bargains.
Yeah, yeah. And then he'd just hang around and sit in our staff room for like 4 hours.
To be, Brian? Fuck off.
Go away, Brian.
Just listen to this, Brownie, right? Brown, Pavlich, Riewoldt, yes. Lyon. Brereton, Dunstall. They're all forwards. Well, why do you think people like listening to you blokes talk so much?
Come to think of it, yeah.
Well, seriously, Buckley, Rusciutto, right?
The big forwards keep the turnstiles clean. yeah, you're right. That's good. Well, we've got you now, Scuzz.
Correct.
You're our Perth contingent. You so do. Yourself, Kath, and Pav, right. Now, and Adam Papalia.
Yes, best of the business.
Paps. Papalia.
Papman.
Papalia.
Now, Pap Dog Millionaire.
Now, you're right, Brownie, right? You are lucky you have me. And the game is lucky that they have Backman, right? Yes. You got the Brownlow, you got the Coleman, you got the Norm Smith. No Backman Award, right? And unfortunately...
There should be a Backman Award.
The late, great Danny Frawley ran the Golden Fist in its right manner for a long time. It's falling off the wagon, Brownie, right? Nick Dacos got 3 votes last week, which is disgraceful, right? Bernie Vincent's throwing out votes. I had a chat last night to him. I said, mate, it's not good enough.
Not good enough.
So we created the Back Chat Backman of the Year Award last year. Jack Buckley won it from the GWS Giants.
Yes. Geez,
a proper defender.
Yes.
Doesn't lose contests. Spoils instead of marking. Right, you don't see him running around trying to get cheap touches, right? He just gets his job done.
Is that Ben Buckley's son too?
Ben Buckley's son.
Yeah.
So that we coined the Jack Buckley medal. So we now have the Brownlow, the Norm Smith, the Coleman, and the Buckley, right? We presented this to Jack at when they came over to flog West Coast a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, thank you.
And it was great.
King has loved it.
Yeah, King has loved it. Adam Kingsley had us out in front of the boys, did a big presentation. Right,
that's great.
Dead serious. And we've got it here. I forgot to bring it
along. They've got some underrated defenders. I know I've got Sam Taylor, but some of the other boys, Iden's a star.
So on the back of all that, who is your favourite current defender, proper defender? Connor Iden's been thrown out there and we love him. Is there anyone else across the league that you like seeing defend, Brownie? Proper defenders.
I don't pay a huge amount of attention to that. I think I am a big fan of Harris Andrews. I think he gets unfairly maligned.
Big
at times.
Ears.
He tries to play. Big ears. Yes, he does have big ears, don't I? Thanks
good
for that
player,
input.
Harris Andrews.
But he plays that role where it's not quite understood. That, and you'd understand this, Scuzz, you're trying to play that in between. You are covering a man, but you're also trying to support your other defenders by getting across for the intercept. So sometimes he can look very ordinary because he's out of position. But I think Harris Andrews does a great job.
I like it.
And I think he's Brisbane's most important player. So the Buckley Award for me goes to Harris Andrews.
I want to put something else to you. It's a statement, right? I need to listen, and I want you to can take it under consideration. Forward sell memberships. Mid-sign sponsorships, backs win premierships.
Shit.
True, false, thoughts, feelings. Think about your successful sides. Is that true or false?
That is utter rot. Never heard anything so preposterous in all my time.
Without you in 2018, no flag.
We had
forward sell memberships. Right? People come to watch you kick goals. That's fine. We come watch the footy to watch you blokes, right? Mid-sign sponsorships. They're the money men, right? But backs win premierships. You don't win without us, mate.
Well, all I know is we were conditioned well. We had Lynch, Bradshaw, myself as the big forwards. But there was no tougher job than on a Wednesday night when Lethal said you have to go one-on-one with our defenders. Mel Michael, Darryl White, Justin Lepich, Chris Scott, just to name a few. That was our hardest. They were our hardest opponents week in, week out. So
you had a brilliant back line.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Our unit was unbelievable. They were formidable and they were hard men too. You would have had to get in a street fight with those boys.
Look at that camera and say defenders win premierships.
Backs win premierships.
That's what I meant.
Defenders
win premierships. Oh,
not a lot of defenders on Fox Footy, might tell you, Kingy. No. I know you played a bit of time there.
The men's department.
Right, okay. But at times you spent some time in the midfield as well.
Yes, yes.
So would you call yourself a backman or a midfielder?
No, backman, definitely a backman.
Okay. So you may be the, you realise you're the, you and I, the, you know, I know I'm a part-timer.
Yeah.
There's no one. I'll tell you right now, I've done the research. I've done the numbers.
Ruzy? Would you classify Ruzy when he was in the media as a backman?
But he's not on the Fox Footy roster. Okay. The current Fox Footy roster has no backman.
Pav won the All-Australian back there.
Look, listen, Pavlich. Dunstall, oh, no, Pavlich isn't a backman, mate. Pristine Pavlich.
He got out there as soon as he could.
Pristine, right? Pavlich, Dunstall, Brereton, Lyon,
yeah.
Rewalt,
Buckley,
Buckley, Johnson, yeah. Lewis, not one. Right. So, on the back of that and some other things have been happening, the Golden Fist has fallen away a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yes. Nick Dacos got 3 votes last weekend, which is, I would say, disgrace. Others would be lower than that, but that's where I'm at. So, we created the Jack Buckley medal. So the back chat, backman of the year last year, Jack Buckley won this. Slide it over to King. No, just give him a look.
Give me a glass.
Oh, that was a fucking awful slide. Thank you.
So this was awarded to Jack Buckley for 2023.
Nice. Yeah.
It was coined by the Perth Mint. It is the Jack Buckley medal. So now we have the Coleman.
She's hard to get out of
here. Yeah, just leave her in there.
The
please, Coleman. No one's winning these.
The Brownlow, the Norm Smith, and the Buckley. Okay.
Righto.
Right. So the Buckley goes
to. I don't mind it.
Dower defenders, role players, guys that get the job done, right? Win contests. Yep. Not skirting around getting handballs, right? Okay. So on the basis of that, I want you to tell me your current favourite defender playing AFL right now, and I need defenders. Nick Martin, great player, West Australian.
Yeah.
Can't be having 44 and being on this list. I want your favourite current AFL defender.
I'm not going to give you the boring ones that everyone will give you.
Thank you.
They give you the
thank
same.
Thank you. I didn't know, expect nothing less.
Sort of guys. I'm going to give you someone who you personally will love. Connor Iden.
Yes.
Yeah, we love Connor Iden.
He's in your wheelhouse?
Geelong boy, mate.
Is he?
Geelong boy.
I don't know anything about him except what I see of a weekend, and he is a freak. Doesn't get beaten, plays on them all, gets involved on the way out. I think he's an unbelievable talent. They got a back line up there to die for, really.
Correct.
The Giants. But he's still asked to do a lot. And I think that he'll vote heavily in your award.
Look at that. So Kingy knows.
He's banging on.
Kingy would know. Right. Yep. Connor Iden, great selection.
Mm.
Second part of this, Kingy. I want you to reflect on this statement. Forwards sell memberships, right? People come and watch them kick goals. Mid sign sponsorships, where the money's at. But backs win premierships. True, false, thoughts and feelings.
Look, not from my. I told you, Mick had goals kicked on him every week. Duck was winning flags at the other end. I can't subscribe to that. I can't.
Why not?
I can't.
Backspin premierships, mate.
No, you know that shit. Even when you're saying it. You got to score, man. The game's changed.
I expected nothing less from the Fox Footy department, right? And you call yourself a backman.
I'm a backman, but I was you're a
not.
Loose backman.
Yes, exactly very right. Loose. So you're not. Yeah, you're not a real backman.
Not to the core, no.
Right, that's very good. I like it. And last one. Defender diary. I want a backman story. I want it can be a teammate, an opposition. You know, was it some tactics you saw from backman back in the day? Was it a Mick Martin story on field? I want a backman story on field from back in your era. Something that stands out as.
I'll give you one.
Thank you.
We played a game at Manuka, which was one of our home grounds back in the. We had about 5 home grounds.
I was going to say
we tried everywhere. Manuka. We had Sydney as a home ground there for a while. Perfect. We had Canberra as a while. We had Tassie. We turned up to I reckon it was a pre-season game, and it would have been 40 degrees, and we played the Sydney Swans, and we got on the bus to go to the venue, right? And Mick got on, and he looked like he looked like one of those Oompa Loompas. He had that orangey look. Everyone's sort of thinking, fuck, something's different with Mick. Mick all right, you know? Anyway, it took a while. I think it was Duck. Said, are you wearing fake tan, Mick? Mick's turned up for the first time in his life, game day, with fake tan.
Why?
Playing on plug a locket.
Why?
Yeah.
What was his
thought? It was just running down his face. As he started to sweat, you could see it just running down his face.
What was he thinking?
I reckon plug a kick 10. On Mick, who just wasn't really with us. And after the game, Dennis went crazy. And the boys just gave it to him forever.
Why he
rolled out the fake tan.
Why?
Must have been a confidence thing, I don't know.
He's lathered it on himself.
It just looked, he looked orange. He just looked,
He just looked off.
Is Mick well?
What year?
Yeah, we need to try and find some footage.
That's a good question. It would have been, I'm going to say, 96. Start of 96.
Okay.
It might have been 95.
At Monica.
At Monica. Right. Definitely Monica. Okay.
We're going to find.
Because after the games at Monica, that little quadrant, what's it? I don't know what it's called. I'm trying to watch it in the Bruce Lerman trials, but there's a spot where there's about four bars in one little section. That's right. Where we used to go after the game every time. And the Swans boys come back this day, and they were in raptures. They couldn't believe it. Mick's turned up.
That's so fake tans.
It
come
might
a
have been
way.
The same day. I know Mick stories just keep coming, right? But we had one of our board members, Robert Smith, had a mild heart attack in the rooms after the game. So he's, as they're putting him on the trolley to wheel him out, Mick come over and said, Hey, Smitty, do you need your shoes? He's taking the shoes off him as they're wheeling him out in the trolley so he can wear his shoes out that night.
Smitty survived.
Yeah. Smitty survived and got his shoes back the next day. Only Mick could do that.
Far out.
It's hilarious.
Good. Mate, that's brilliant. Some really good laughs. We could sit here and chat to you all day. I know you're a busy man as well. You can't take the Jack Buckley with you, mate.
No one can take it.
He's got his own.
No one can take it. Yeah.
But as you said in media, you got your stats. Just remember the Jack Buckley medal, right? The Golden Fist gets...
What's the criteria? Give me the number one.
So there's votes every week.
Yeah. Right? Oh, it's a weekly.
There's votes every week.
Who's winning it now?
Harris Andrews is up there a little bit.
That's unlike
we've got no. That's
Alex Pearce.
Just hang on. Alex Pearce is leader.
Oh yeah, because you're West Australian, you have to vote the West Australian.
Been best on ground for two of the three wins. They're 3-0, Kingy. You're a stats man. They're 3-0. Flag mantle.
Right? You're not doing that again.
Dwarfy time. No, it's not flag mantle. It's Dwarfy time this time. That's what our merch says.
Didn't work last time.
Our merch says. Right. Now, Kingy, we are done and dusted. Remember the Jack Buckley medal. A big thank you to KO Sports for getting us here.
Yeah.
A massive thank you to our sponsors, Paywise, ID Athletic, Whippersnapper Whiskey, Mumba Digital, Tab Touch, Shelter, Brewing Co., Leaderville Precinct. We have a few, Kingy. Backchatpodcast.com.au. You can follow us on socials, backchat_. You didn't find any more leaders, did you?
Anyone more?
I thought you were looking for the leaders.
Here we go.
Charlie Ballard, Sam Collins. Here we go. Sam Collins.
Billy Frampton, Darcy Moore. Award
really close to his heart. He's had to go to the
Darcy
back.
Moore.
He's had to go to the backup.
Sam DeConing, Jacob Wiedering.
Oh, get off the fullbacks. Flare out a little bit.
Who would you like to say?
Connor Ryden.
That's a very good point.
Where is he on the list?
He hasn't got the votes this week. So you ask what the credentials are. Yeah. It goes into the algorithm, King.
Yeah, we got an algorithm.
And we can't actually...
Can't reveal it.
Right. We can't reveal what it is.
It's too complicated.
I want a text from you in 6 weeks' time to give me an update, and I'll help the push.
Only if you're pushing
help the push.
It across...
I don't want the same names in there.
You're a hardworking man in media. I need it pushed across all
platforms. I'm happy to push, but I'm not pushing Harris Andrews.
That's fair enough.
I need something a bit more range.
Dave King, thank you very much.
Go on, you boys.
We're going to talk about Backman, right? So you spent a bit of time in the cage by the sounds of things, thanks to Ross Lyon, right? So you might know what we're talking about here. But this year, Lee, we have a little look at that. This year, look, we feel as though the Golden Fist is perhaps falling away a little bit.
The Jack Buckley, good one.
Nick Dacos... got 3 votes last week in the Golden Fist, right? We can't.
Yeah. That's not
personally as a Dower role playing defender, I can't have it.
No, that's not the point of it.
So the Jack Buckley medal, it goes to the Backchat Backman of the Year.
Yep.
Jack Buckley won it last year, the inaugural winner.
Good.
So we now have the Brownlow, the Norm Smith, the Coleman, and the Buckley.
I like it.
Well so this will be awarded to the best backman of every year.
Yep.
It's taken over the Golden Fist.
Yep.
Right. So on the back of that, I want to know your favourite current defender, and I will not accept. And we love him, Nick Martin. Great player.
No.
I don't want the Lee Montagnas. No, I don't want the Nick Del Santos. I want a backman,
and I want your
favourite.
Where does the Tom Stewart fit in that?
Well, you're going to have to make that call. You're a meter operator now.
I don't know if that's because there's a lot of offence in Tom Stewart, and there's a lot of not playing on an opponent, Tom Stewart.
So I would say Tom Stewart, great player. Could be one of the best players playing in the AFL right now.
Mm.
Probably not what I'm looking for.
No, you want more of the 1v1. That's a good one.
I want to... You know, if there's an opportunity to get the ball in the hands or there's an opportunity to maybe just turn your back and open up a bit of space, it's the one running away from the footy anymore.
Give me a sec. This is a good one. Give me a sec.
I like the thought and feeling yeah, it's good. That he's putting
bit
into
it. See, I am a big Stephen May fan. I think Stephen May is...
So I could cop Stephen May.
You cop Stephen May?
Just.
The only sort of, yeah.
I've seen him in a glove before, so that sort of takes him into dour types.
Yeah, but you want even more dour.
Yeah. We can throw some...
Oh, you know, well then I can't go past Cal Wilkie. Callum Wilkie fits the bill.
Now we go.
Unassuming, gets the job done, undersized... Beats his man week in, week out, gets it done. So not, I'll go Cal Wilkie.
Can kick, but not a great user.
Not a great user, but you're sort of happy for him to kick the ball. He's not like Zach Dawson. You know, you sort of want him to kick the footy, but he gets the job done week in, week out. So Cal Wilkie should be a contender for this medal.
Right, I'll come back to the second question because I think the man you just mentioned may feature in this one. Defender diaries from your career. I want a story from a teammate or an opponent, a defender across the journey. And I looked at defenders you played with. Zach Dawson was top of the list of dour types.
Yeah.
A real dour operator. Yeah. That dour that the coach just pulled him from St Kilda over to Fremantle with him, right? Yeah. Have you got a Zach Dawson story or a defender story? Something that happened during your career. Something that if we just heard from David King that Mick Martin rocked up to a game one day with fake tan rubbed all over him and we weren't quite sure what Mick was thinking. Have you got a defender diary for us? Have you got a defender story?
I do, and... It's Stephen Baker as a defender. So the lockdown small defender. So you're probably thinking the key defenders. But Stephen Baker fits the bill perfectly.
Big friend of the podcast, Stephen Baker.
Is he? He's done the podcast? Yeah, good. Love one of those teammates you just love playing with, right? You gave him a role and he would shut that player down. But he had no idea about footy. Never watched footy, didn't know anyone. We played a game one day where we would name a coach and say, what team does he coach? And he didn't know. So we'd go, Adam Simpson. He'd go, I've heard of Adam Simpson. And we go through. And then one day we said, Neil Craig. And he goes, oh, you've made that name up. He goes, that's not a real name. We said, Neil Craig. He didn't even. But all he would do is he'd needed to be told which player he's playing on. And then he would watch that player's vision and just study that player. But that was all he used to do. So that was his go. But he was the old school, you know, he had this trick where he used to do the old punch him in the back of the elbow all the time, constant. So that was his little trick to the small forward, Eddie Betts and all those guys. And he would take pride in one day, one of the small forward would run off the ground holding his elbow. Like he's like, got him. Like he had all the dirty tricks. Like one day he broke his hand and he had to wear like a plastic sort of plate. And we're in the physio room one day, as we used to sit in the physio room, and then we look over, and there's Stevie Baker sharpening it, so the plate that he wore had like a point on the end. We go, what are you guys? Well, when I punch him in the back of the arm, he goes, the point's gonna like say
Wolverine.
He had this like weapon that he went out and played with. He was old school.
Suddenly, the injury was in 2010, and Stephen Baker still got strapping on his hand in 2014.
became a weapon. So Bakes was he was a different unit. Like that was sort of him. Like one day we were playing the Western Bulldogs, he was playing in defence, and then he got moved. A message came out midway through the game to go and tag Matthew Boyd, who was a good player at the time. But because Bakes never watched footy and he hadn't been told about it, he didn't know who Matthew Boyd was. So he runs into the centre square. And he had no idea. He didn't know. So he goes and stands, right? And the boys go, I'm in here to tag. The boys are like, right, I just can't stand. So he goes and stands and he starts nudging his player in the centre bounce. He's tagging now. And then Del Santa looks at him and goes, who are you tagging? He goes, Matthew Boyd. And Del goes, no, that's Daniel Cross. Matthew Boyd's that one over there. And he goes, oh, and he goes and stands over on Matthew Boyd and starts tagging him. He didn't know who he was tagging. So the boys had to tell him which player was Matthew Boyd. And then he went and kept Matthew Boyd to about five touches for the second half. So
bloody
he was one of the greats to play with.
Backchat diary. That's there we perfect, go, Lee Montagna. Yeah. Now the last one, I want you to reflect on this statement and I want you to give your thoughts and feelings on it. Forward sell memberships. Right? People come and watch them play, kick goals. Mm. Mid-sign sponsorships. It's where the money's at. Mm. But backs win premierships. Right? True, false, thoughts, feelings?
100% true.
Really?
100% true. Right. Defence wins premierships. And it will always be the case. It still is today. Right. In 2024, if you can't defend, you can't win flags. So they are the ones that internally get the credit, but they don't get it externally. I completely agree with you.
Wow, there
100%.
You go.
No,
great.
I agree.
Well, so Kingy said, no way. No way.
Really?
Oh,
he laughed.
He's got the duck up forward. And
you need the defenders. They get it done.
You got anything else for it?
No, that's good. Brilliant.
Mate, that's us done and dusted. How'd you have fun?
Beautiful. Very nice. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. Backchat _ on socials. Thanks to our sponsors, KO Sports for getting us here. Paywise, ID Athletic, Whippersnapper Whiskey, Mumba Digital, Tab Touch, Shelter Brewing Co., Leadable Precinct. Yeah, got a few. Thank you very much, Lee. Yeah, thank you. And thank you to our sponsors. Thank you. Backchatpodcast.com.au. You can find all our stuff there. Mate, Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.